Tim Bezbachenko is general manager of Toronto FC, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. 666. I don't know. You guys, you play pretty soon, so it's only going to be a couple of days. You're going to have to stare at a record of 666. Those are three numbers you don't want to see necessarily. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me. No, 666. It's a bad omen for the other team, I suppose.
I guess that's
let's take the half glass full approach on this.
That's a good way to look at it. Actually, I'd hate like hell to be playing a team that's 666. That's very good. Point to the general manager for that one. All kidding aside, to play in those conditions, in that heat, that humidity, and get a draw when you only have five players on the bench. Well, I mean, I've got to tell you, Tim, there's no way. I don't think there's any way last year's team pulls off that point, do they? With all due respect.
Yeah, no, Jeff, I got to agree with you. Just over the last 2 years, I think we were trying to bring in guys, and we always talk about in our sport and other sports, right? You build with talent, character, what's the proper mix? I think that we have the proper character now between our young Canadians that have come through our academy and then some of the acquisitions we made over the last couple of years. We feel like we can put out a team even without, the stars, the name players that we have. That'll fight for each other, fight for the club, fight for the crest. And last night was just a sort of a symbolic of that. I mean, we went down on the road to a team that's absolutely desperate to pick up a win. I don't think they've won in the last five games or so. And I think they're last right now in the Eastern Conference. They went to MLS Cup last year. And they're not sitting pretty in the standings. So they came out really fighting. And I thought our guys matched their intensity. It was a tough game. There was a weather delay at halftime. And we had all of our young guys out there, and they stepped up. And Jordan Hamilton, obviously, with the tying goal is good. And, we had chances to win the game late. And that's what MLS is about. It's a league, as you know, it's built on parity. It's built on, they don't want the big market teams to really get away from everyone. So you got to scrap and grind through these summer months.
One of the things that I think I've noticed this year, and again, I this is from a distance, but I really get the sense that Greg kind of has a real handle on the team this year. Not that he didn't last year necessarily, but it's another year with some of these core guys. You've made some additions that have really fit in nicely and have brought a real sort of, I think, almost a defensive intelligence. Again, I'm not being critical of last year's team, but this team seems to be smarter defensively than it was last year. And I think Greg's got a real handle now, doesn't he, on sort of who can do what for him.
Yeah, and look, I think it's okay to be critical on last year. I mean, we made the playoffs, but we want to look at ourselves and improve. And Greg Banny and Rob Frazier and Dan Kalisman, our coaches, all stars in MLS, they played along the back line together and they played defense together. And I think it was a little bit, we scored a lot of goals last year, but we were a team that was a little porous defensively. So I think now that we're top three in the league in terms of goals against, top three or four, and I think that we have a sound defense. We can actually work on improving goal scoring with who's ever out there, whether or not that's Dubinko or young players. The one thing that's difficult for Greg and for any coach was this whole BMO field under construction, going on the road for the first seven games last year, first eight games this year, is because you start to establish identity through the first quarter of the year, and so to flip it, all of a sudden you're good defensively, and then to switch it up and come home. Which it's great to be home, but at the same time, you actually have to kind of shift your tactics. And I think Greg learned from last year how to do that. And I think you're right. I think he does have a better handle on the guys, who he can put in different moments of a game, how he can shift. Last night, he shifted from a sort of a 3-5-2 into sort of a 4-4-1-1 mid-game, and I thought it really opened up the game.
How concerned were you about this team's ability to maintain that defensive strength with the injury to Clint Irwin? Because he'd really established himself. He really, I thought, established himself as somebody who could really marshal the back line as well. How concerned were you when he went down that you maintained that defensive integrity?
I obviously, picking up a guy of Clint's sort of veteran presence, calmness in the back, he's an all-star last year. We were concerned. He went down, but at the same time, we made a decision that we had two players, our homegrown player, Hugh Roberts from Toronto, and then our first-round draft pick from last year, Alex Bono from Syracuse. We knew that they also needed a time to shine, and you had to push them through. At some point, you have to develop players, you have to give them an opportunity. And I looked up some of the best players, goalkeepers from around the world, whether or not it's Casillas, or what have you over their career. And a lot of them, you know, in MLS, Sean Johnson, who we played last night, Bill Hamid, these players started very young as goalkeepers, 18 to 22. And our two backup goalkeepers are sort of hitting that 22 years old threshold. And we felt like that they were prepared to be backups and to step in when the moment, you know, if and when Clint got injured. So, you know, we made the decision at the beginning of the year. We felt comfortable. Our goalkeeper coach felt very comfortable putting him in, and he's sort of held true to that. I mean, he won a Canadian championship for us, as did all of our young players. I mean, we only really had Sebastian Giovinco for the entire Canadian championship, and we were able to pull that out and qualify for CONCACAF Champions League next year.
What was the thinking behind cutting ties with Damien Perkey?
You know, he's one of the players that it was a very tough thing for us to kind of go through, because Damien's one of the first ones we brought in to sort of help change the culture and raise the level. And he helped us qualify for the playoffs last year. He was a fighter. He's emotional, and I say that in almost a good sense, because you need to have players who are a little emotional and are willing to sort of throw their heart down on the line and put everything into the game. But once we added some depth at the center back position, it was going to be a situation where the guys are fighting every weekend, week out for the starting position. And I think that's what every general manager and coach is looking for, is some depth at a position. And because of injury and because of the results in the Canadian championships in terms of getting shutouts and having a good goals against average, you know, Greg felt like he needed to keep the back line consistent. And that's something we weren't able to do last year. And Damien, you know, we had a conversation, and you know, he felt like he wasn't, you know, he wanted to be sort of the one. He's sort of one of the first ones on the name sheet every week. And then his family is actually back in France now. So sort of a, you know, he said, hey, I think at this point in my career, I, you know, maybe want to just go back to France if I'm not going to be sort of a shoe-in every week. So we said, okay, you know, it works for us. It works for you.
Can we expect to see Sebastian Giovinco back on Saturday against San Jose? And who of the other players may join him?
Yeah, I think Seba, he's meeting the team out. I don't know if you saw last night, he was awarded with the ESPY for Male Player of the Year, which is nice to see in terms of him being recognized for what he did last year. But, yeah, no, he's just going through a little bit of a fatigue. He's had a little bit of a quad thing a couple weeks ago that we just don't want to resurrect. So he's meeting the team out in San Jose, first time we played in their new stadium out there, so that'll be nice. And then Stephen Betashore, he did not play today. We expect him to be back. We had a couple guys kind of go out last night. Talking to Greg and our medical team today, it seems like they'll be back. So we'll have a few players back for San Jose. And it's a game that I think we can get after the other team and maybe steal 3 points on the road so we can come back to our homestand in a good position.